Well, this is our final weekend, our final stewardship renewal weekend, and I've been here at all the masses for the last three weekends, including today, tomorrow. And then I go over to the other parish, Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish in Wycliffe, and for the next 3 weeks, I'll be doing the same thing over there. So if you don't see me, I'm not on vacation, or I'll be over at Mount Carmel. A number of parishioners go there anyways. Whenever I have Mass at Mount Carmel, there's always a few parishioners from here I see. Some try to hide. I don't care. As long as your envelope comes here. I say that tongue-in-cheek, really. Well, in our gospel today, we hear the story of a man who ran up to Jesus and asked him what he must do to reach eternal life. And Jesus says, if you are lacking one thing, go, sell all you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. Well, the man went away sad because his possessions were many. And it is a sad story because here he was so close to being a disciple of Jesus, following Jesus completely, but he doesn't because he lacked courage, as Pope John Paul II said in his commentary on this passage. He lacked courage to go and sell all that he have and give to the poor and then come follow Jesus. Well, doesn't that remind us of ourselves? We like to think of ourselves as a good Catholic, but there are things that block our hearts from totally following Jesus. Jesus uses this metaphor it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. And the eye of the needle was the name they gave to a certain door, or whatever you called it, to enter into the city, a gate to enter into the city. And it was so narrow that if you brought in a camel, you had to unpack the camel, remove all of the stuff the camel was carrying on its back, take that off, and then let the camel go through, and then put the stuff back on the camel. Well, if we look at our own lives, we can most likely think of something that we tightly carry with us. Maybe it's possessions, material goods, or money, or maybe something less material like status, pride, control. And as we go through life, it can be hard not to cling tightly to those things of the world, isn't it? But what will happen when we reach the gate of heaven? All our stuff won't fit into that narrow gate because Jesus doesn't want our stuff. He wants us. That's who Jesus wants. And we need to be willing to strip our attachments to those things from our lives in order to reach him. So who can be saved? The disciples ask Jesus. And he tells them, for human beings it's impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God, because it is only through him that we will reach eternal life. Now, to reach eternal life takes prayer, and it takes opportunity. And we can create opportunities throughout our day to help ourselves detach from whatever is holding us back from Jesus. Jesus' recommendation to this man was to sell all his possessions and give them to the poor. While he may not be calling us to do that, he called these women sitting in the first two pews here to do that, and they answered that call and lived their life by vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. But it's not for most people. But you know, we can still get to a point where being generous with everything we have kind of makes us uncomfortable. And it's in that discomfort that we put more trust in Christ, who helps us to grow closer to himself. Well, through our renewal, we make time to consider what is it that's holding us back from loving Jesus totally. And so we have arrived at the moment which we've been building towards for these last few weeks, our Commitment Sunday on this Saturday. You know, that word commitment has become a scary word for many people in our society today. We have so many choices, it can almost be paralyzing for us to stick to just one kind of breakfast cereal, for instance. There's so many to choose from. Commitment, though, is something that is truly countercultural these days. People don't like to make commitments to anything and everything. But here's the thing. We serve a God who commits. God makes a covenant with us. He's committed to us. He sent his only Son to die for us and to remain with us in the Eucharist. And he has made us for commitment too. Because real love entails a commitment to the one that we claim to love. Otherwise, it's only sentimentality that we have for someone else. Real love means giving of ourselves, giving ourselves away, even like God has done for us. And in the giving of ourselves, we discover our real purpose in life. So we come together as a parish family each year to support one another, to challenge one another, to inspire each other, as we renew our commitments to the God who has given us every good gift. And with all of this in mind, then let's take out our stewardship commitment card. If you don't have one and you need one, raise your hand, and our trusty ushers will rush down the aisle to give you one. And it's an invitation to fill out a card. We don't force anyone to do anything. It's always an invitation for you to accept, like the rich young man. And we'll go through the card. If you've already filled it out, we'll just go through it once more, or you can fill it out as we go along. I forgot to put my name on mine here. Well, we'll do that later.
Your Father Michael Troha.
What's that?
Your name is Father Michael Troha.
Thank you, Father McNeil. What will we do without Father McNeil, you know? He makes me laugh all the time, in a good way. Okay, let's look at the first area of time, and that refers to prayer time. And you know, the people and things that we spend time with every day tell us a great deal about what matters most to us. If God is the one we truly love, above all else, shouldn't we make it our goal to spend some time with him every day? In addition to our weekly Sunday Mass obligation, we could commit to at least one way that you'll spend some time praying with our Lord each day and to see how it does transform your life. Or you could make a commitment to come to one weekday Mass. Sometimes when people try that as a commitment to come to one weekday Mass, they end up coming to Mass every weekday because it's a real powerful thing to come every day to the Eucharist. In the talents section, we have 43 ministries to choose from. I counted them while I was not hearing confessions because there was nobody to come to confessions this afternoon. But anyways, we have 43. So there's got to be something there that appeals to you, that you feel moved to sign up for. And you could concentrate on a ministry where you know you have real talents, you have strengths for that, and put that to good service for others. Or you could step out of your own comfort zone into an area that you've never served, but you feel the nudge of the Holy Spirit leading you. And doing that will probably bless someone else, and it just might change your life to get involved with something new and different. And remember, if you commit to one of these ministries, the ministry leader will contact you very quickly. They'll get sent, probably not till next week, to Georgia. And then once they get them, they tabulate them immediately and they send out the results the next day. so someone will contact you. And when discerning where to focus your God-given talents, remember, it's not really about you. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God and others. And so relax and be generous and think of the next year as a new adventure, even if you're recommitting to a ministry that you've served in for a long time or you want to join a new one. And lastly, there's the treasure component. And the key here is to be intentional, that is to make a commitment to your offertory gift, which is a true act of worship. You know, in the days of Jesus, the Jewish people, they would take the first fruits from their harvest or from their flocks, and they would give that in sacrifice to God. That's what a tithe is. They give one-tenth to God. That's what they do. That's what they did. And so for us, we give of ourselves, of our offering, through the money that we give. We're giving it to God in gratitude for what God has given us and continues to give us. And so it is a true act of worship and thanksgiving and trust in our loving Father, who really does provide for all our needs. And we want to put God first in our financial budget as well, just as we are doing that in the way that we budget our time and our talent. And if you do that, I like to tell people, because it's true, everything else falls into place. It truly does. And so we ask you to commit a portion of a percentage of your income to our renewal. And usually we ask about 5% as a goal, or 1%, 2%, 3%. That's left up to you, to how generous you want to be. And so if you've completed your card, just place that in the regular collection as the ushers come down the aisle today. And you can take it home and think some more about your commitments. And you can always return it in the mail or bring it to Mass next week. You can always go online if you don't have a card, and you can complete your card online at our parish website, immaculate.net. And so I hope all of you accept the invitation to follow Jesus in a particular way, through a stewardship way of life. As I told you last week in the homilies, it is a way of life that has certainly enriched my priesthood and myself and our parish over the last so many years.